Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, in honor of April Fool's Day, we are going to order up our biggest April Fools in Major League Baseball. Not because they're foolish, but because they fooled us into thinking they were actually good.
I thought we were going to do, like, biggest April Fools, not just baseball, but April Fools in general.
We can do the biggest April Fools in general. That works for me, too. So,
okay, great.
Let's give it a go. From 4 to 1. What do you got, Dave?
All right, so I actually have 5. I really
go for it. Give us an honorable mention.
All right, so what I've got is... I went in regards to, like, professional teams, how they started off really good and then they crashed and burned at the end.
Oh yeah.
So I'm starting off with the 2023 Philadelphia Eagles. Started out 10-1, then lost 7 of their next 8, losing to Baker Mayfield and the Bucks in the first round of the playoffs. That's my number 5. Number 4, I have the 1998 Vikings, who went 15-1 in the regular season and then lost to the Falcons in the NFC Championship game when Anderson missed a field goal, hadn't missed a field goal all year. Then number 3, I've got the 2016 Golden State Warriors. Ooh. They go 73-9, and then they lose in the NBA Finals to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Best record in NBA history, didn't win the title. Number 2, I've got the 2007 Patriots. They started the season 16-0 and then lost to the Giants 21-17 in the Super Bowl. And my number 1, and this is a baseball one, is the 2001 Mariners. They won 116 games. They lost in the second round of the playoffs to the New York Yankees in 5 games. So they started out hot and they crashed and burned at the end. What do you got?
Yeah, but you can't argue with any of those. You absolutely can't argue with any of those. Some of those are some epic freaking choke jobs. So, since it's baseball season, I kept mine mostly to baseball. And I'm thinking about, like, how individual players got their season off the ground. And then it just fucking crashed. You know, riding high in April, shot down in May. This is exactly what we're talking about. These fucking guys right here. These are the ones that you need to concern yourself with. And I'm going to start with Tuffy Rhodes. One of the most prolific home run hitters in Japan history. So Japanese baseball history. I believe he passed Sadaharu Oh for the all-time home run lead. Slight problem, though. Couldn't cut it in the majors. Could not cut it in the major leagues. And that's not due to a lack of trying. The Cubs tried to make him a thing in 1994. And he actually had a hell of an opening day. Went 4-for-4. 3 homers off of Doc Gooden. Save the balls, kids. And then it all went downhill from there. It's nice to know that he rebounded in Japan, but yeah, that American career, completely gone. Stop making fetch a thing. Tuffy Rhodes. Ooh, that was brutal. Number 3. I got to go with Corey Patterson. Remember Corey Patterson? It's like supposed to be like the next big thing for the Chicago Cubs. He was supposed to be a legit prospect.
Yeah.
Dude barely hung on in the pros. Well, in 2003, I believe, he had a huge game, huge opening day against the Mets, drove in 7 ribbies, and then just faded into obscurity and mediocrity. Journeyman player, serviceable, I guess. Yes, I mean, well, the nicest thing I could say about him is that he's serviceable, I guess. Goes to show you, he has a career 9.7 WAR. Really? Really? He's not. He's almost 10 games better. He's 10 wins better than the average schlub. I don't believe it, and that's why WAR is a joke statistic. Number 2. I feel bad for this guy. But he's here. Recent history, Akil Badu. One of the greatest first 2 games you could have. Welcome to the big leagues, kid. First pitch, bang, gone. Home run. Next day, bang, grand slam. You're looking like a stud, right? You're looking like a centerpiece for the Detroit Tigers, and whoop, nope. Not only are you not a centerpiece for the Detroit Tigers, I don't believe he's on the team anymore. Now, after hitting 137 with 2 homers and 5 ribbies and only having 10 hits all of last year. 10! 10 hits! We hardly knew you. You're in the minors. And you're probably going to stay there, too. Tough, because it started so promisingly. And just went off the rails. And number 1, 2006, Texas Rangers. Chris Shelton. Dude. You were like Babe fucking Ruth for like 1 month in time. For a month in time, you were legit. Oh, correction, 2006, another Detroit Tiger. Excuse me. He was another Detroit Tiger. He also played for the Rangers, I believe. Yes, he played. Ah, he played with the Rangers the year after. So, yeah. Why didn't he stick, you might be asking? Especially after this month of April, where he hit 11 home runs in a month. It's like Babe fucking Ruth, right? 11 homers in a month. Do you know how many homers he finished with, D?
16.
Boom. Look who won the pony. 11 in April. 5 the rest of the fucking year. Are you kidding me? Absolutely abysmal. Abysmal performance. But. Alas. That's baseball, Susan. Those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutednz and let us know who your favorite April Fool was. It can even be Sid Finch, who wasn't even real. Thanks, Sports Illustrated, for that. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.